Hi. Sorry. I didn't mean to startle you. I take it you're staking these guys out as well. Whoops. Forgot to introduce myself. I'm, Pheromona. Yeah, the name's still a work in progress. Oh, I know who you are. I'm sort of a fan, actually. As for me, well, I'm still new to this whole hero thing. Could you tell? Actually, I just got my powers last week and. Oh, my costume. You like it? Yeah, I guess it does look a little impractical. But I swear, there's a reason for it. I need to wear a costume like this because of how my powers work. No, really. I'm being serious. You see, I can secrete pheromones that make anyone who breathes them in feel weak and docile. Yeah. One whiff is enough for most people. After that, they usually let me walk them straight to prison. No fuss, no muss. So far, at least. So, what's the deal with these guys anyway? Oh, you've been tracking them for a while? Sounds important. Hey, I know this is kind of sudden, but please let me back you up on this one. You can take points, obviously, but my powers are perfectly suited to a support role. You just have to be careful about breathing in my, stuff. No, I swear it won't get in your way. I can be useful. I'll prove it. Consider this a test. Really? You mean Yes, of course. I'll follow any order you give. I won't let you down. I promise. Oh, crap. Sorry. I guess I got sort of excited. I still have some trouble controlling my powers. You didn't breathe any of it in, did you? Hello? Oh, dear. This is bad. What do I do? What do I do? Since I can't think of anything else, I suppose we'll just have to wait here until it wears off. It shouldn't take that long. I hope. For now, I guess just kick back and. Whoa! Hey, I didn't mean literally kick. Stop that and. Huh. You actually did stop. You're looking at me kind of oddly. Come to think of it, most people I use my pheromones on get that look in their eyes, that hazy, far-off look. Almost as if they're. Hey, I want to try something with you, if that's okay. Mind standing over there for me? Thanks. I appreciate it. Now, would you please touch your toes? Oh, no way. Rub your tummy. Do a little twirl. No. Do all three at once. Okay. How about you take your mask off? Oh my. I didn't think you'd actually do it. You're not playing around just to mess with me, are you? Of course not. You're already gone way too far for that. I can't believe it, but it seems like my pheromones don't just make people docile. They must have some kind of mind-controlling ability. I've never tried using them like this, so I honestly didn't know. Amazing. Tell me. Would you be willing to do anything? I asked. Oh, I was hoping you'd say that. Oh, it looks like it's wearing off. Yeah, it's probably been long enough. Oh well, fun while it lasted. Then again, come here for a second. I want to try something else. As I suspected, my saliva has a high concentration of this stuff. Normally, not that useful, but seems you're back under my spell. Just like that. And from how your pupils dilated, I'll bet you want more. Don't you? I can tell you're loving this. I'll be honest, I'm enjoying it a lot, too. Not just the kissing, but the idea that I can make you do anything I wanted right now. It's a new sensation for me. Oh, my. Seems you're getting quite worked up. Is it really just the pheromones doing this? No. The truth is, you felt this way the second you laid eyes on me in my costume. You said you didn't like it, but I saw you staring at it with that lustful gaze. You were actually glad to see me show so much skin, weren't you? It's okay. You can be honest. It's just the two of us here. And you know the best part? I'll let you take a guess where those are. You're getting so much pleasure just from kissing me like this, but those ones are 100 times stronger. You want to taste them, right? Of course I'll let you, but you'll have to do a few things before that. First, I want you kneeling before me. No hesitation, Oh yeah, I could get used to this. Now, I want you to repeat some phrases for me. As you repeat, you'll internalize them and accept them as the absolute truth. Even when you're not in a trance like this, your subconscious mind will remember and comply. Understand? Good. First off, tell me you love me. Good. That was really good. Tell me I'm the most beautiful girl you've ever seen. Thanks. It means a lot to hear you say that. Now, down to business. Say, Theramona is my mistress. That's a good hero. Say, I feel so nice when I obey Theramona. Yes, that's exactly right. You love to obey. When you obey, you get rewarded with those delicious pheromones that you just can't get enough of. Say, I would do anything to make Theramona happy. And you really would, wouldn't you? You really would. Say, I am a slave to Theramona. Good hero. Tell me you love me again. You love me and my scent that controls you. You love to obey. Yes. Sorry, let me compose myself. But, wow. Seems this was a rousing success. You're getting desperate for another dose of my pheromones, aren't you? What would you give for it? Would you give up everything? Quit being a hero and devote yourself to me completely. As a matter of fact, the bad guys are still there. But you forgot all about that, didn't you? I'll give you the chance to walk away and go catch them like you wanted. Or you can stay here and breathe in even more of my scent that's turning your mind to mush. I thought that's what you choose. Give me 1 second. Always a pain in the ass trying to get out of this thing. Anyway, as you've probably figured out by now, if you want to taste my most powerful pheromones, you'll have to bury your face right here. I can see how eager you are for it. You're overcome with lust. Carnal lust. It's almost enough to turn you feral. Except for one thing. I haven't commanded you to move, so you won't move. From now on, you don't do anything unless I order it. Simple as that. Okay. I've teased you enough. It's all right now. Go on. Be a good hero and dig in. Yes, just like that. You know what? Fuck being a hero. With a power like this, I can get anyone to do anything for me. I could have an army of slaves if I wanted, and no one could get in my way. Hey, hero. Shouldn't you be trying to stop me after hearing all that? But you're not going. Yeah, right there. You're not going to stop me. No. You're too busy eating out my pussy, breathing in my scent that's going to erase any thoughts in your head that aren't blind loyalty to me. Oh, God, my good hero. You're gonna be so fucking addicted to me and my son. You'll keep coming back for more. And more. Hit after hit. Until you're nothing but a mindless junkie. And the only way to keep getting your fix is to obey. Oh, fuck. You're doing such a good job, hero. You're giving your mistress so much pleasure. Yeah. I'm definitely gonna come soon. Yeah, you're getting close too, right? You're getting so turned on to eating so much of my scent, you probably can't even contain it. You. Oh, it doesn't matter. My word is your fucking command. So when I tell you to come, you will come. Your face full of my scent. Oh, and your mind full of my commands. Ready? Three. Two. Oh my God. Oh my. Yeah, I'm gonna. One. Come with me. That's right, hero. For a big, tough hero. You're pretty good at that. And I can't get over how cute you look, all dazed and covered in my juices. Still, though, I think we both should clean up a bit. And I guess I'll put my pants back on, too. There. Much better. You still seem to be in trance. I wonder if you'll ever snap out of it after a dose that big. I suppose we'll find out in time. I intend to conduct many more experiments like this one. You know what's funny? Want to hear what I did before all this? I was a secretary for some big-shot rich asshole. All day long it was, yes sir, and sorry sir. Even when I got my powers, I was still so nervous, so unsure of myself. Having people like you doubting me didn't help much. But now, that's all in the past. Now I get to be the one calling the shots. No one's going to look at me like my old boss ever again. Matter of fact, I think he's going to be the first one I visit after this. And you? You'll help me. You love me. You do anything for me. From now on, you're no longer a superhero. You're just my little henchman. That sound good to you? Good, hero. I thought it would. There will be certain benefits to working under me, of course. For one, but anyway, we've spent enough time here. For now, let's find somewhere more private, where the testing can continue. And in the morning, I'll introduce this city to its new queen. Now, come on. Let's go.